So where does this project stand? Is it still proceeding as was discussed a few months ago?
Currently, the current owner is in a bankruptcy proceeding. The Gatehouse Communications and Newspapers is in Chapter 11, and we're waiting on that to finalize. I should say we're waiting here for it to finalize, and then the transaction to convey the property to Mr. Trotter will take place, and we're getting information that could be sometime later this month. And then I know Mr. Trotter's anxious to get onto the property so that he can get the roof secured for the winter and move forward with the project. We've met with him a couple of times since the development agreement was signed a month or so ago, and he's very optimistic about the possibility of getting in there and hopefully getting that weather tight for the winter.
You mentioned the bankruptcy. Has that complicated things?
Well, sure. We had hoped that Mr. Trotter would have been able to close by now and that work would already have been done. That just didn't happen. We've been led to believe by representatives from Gatehouse and consultation they've had with their own attorneys that they believe this is a negotiated settlement with their creditors. It's a $2 billion worth of assets they own nationwide, so our transaction is relatively small in the scale of things for them, but they've assured us that they believe it'll go smoothly once the courts act on the bankruptcy, get it formalized and put to bed, so to speak.
There's no reason to think the bankruptcy will prevent this transaction from taking place.
We've not been given any indication like that whatsoever. Correspondence that Mr. Trotter shared with us from Gatehouse is quite the contrary. They've been very reassuring that it's just a formality of the bankruptcy court formalizing the agreement that has been formulated between Gatehouse and their creditors, and they can go forward from there. Obviously, we would like to have had that occur before the bankruptcy was entered into, but that didn't happen.
Any concerns about the condition of the building as we continue to wait for Trotter to be able to get in there and put a new roof on? It's been a pretty rainy fall, so has anyone been in there? Are there any concerns about further deterioration?
Mr. Trotter has been in there. He's been on the property since the most recent rains and has indicated that the ceiling on the top floor has deteriorated. But again, what was encouraging is that he's shared with us that the actual roof itself is a concrete decking system, and absent the fact that it's got some leaks, it's not wood or asphalt like would seriously cause some degradation issues. So again, he's hopeful that once he can get possession of the property, he can get on with his crews and get it buttoned up fairly quickly.
Dean, how is this looking to you right now?
It looks positive. It looks, as the mayor said, that this property is going to be owned by Trotter, Mr. Trotter, later this month, and he indicates that if we get some warm weather at all, he'll be able to get the type of roof on there that he needs for a long-term fix yet this fall, and then we go from there.
His plans remain the same, assisted living on the second through fifth floors and maybe some offices or retail space on the first floor?
Well, the assisted living is his what he's still pursuing. There are some partners that he's working with on that. And, of course, as it was noted in the development agreement, some of that is predicated on a market study that still needs to be finalized. And I think he has several options still available on the table to him, and that's right now the leading one. And until he can get that market survey done, that's going to be a deciding factor for him, I believe.
Do you know when he plans to do that market study?
Well, obviously he wants to get possession of the building first. So we were in our discussions a week or so ago. He indicated that his first priority after taking possession would be get the roof on and then proceed with that market analysis completion. That part of the preliminary report is done. There needs to be some additional work, I believe, is what he indicated before that is completed.
Anything either of you wants to add about this project?
No, I just concur with what Dean said. The we remain cautiously optimistic that this is going to wrap up and get in the hands of a private developer soon and move the project forward, and still with a couple of options on the table for that developer as to what finally goes in there, and keeping in mind that by agreement with the developer, the city has a say in that final decision. So,
you have a say in how the building is ultimately used?
That is correct. Within the agreement, it's contained that the city must approve the final use of the building, and to that extent, we have to approve any transfer of the property to another entity. If I'm not mistaken, that's if Mr. Trotter were to decide to sell the property after he acquires it, that has to be done in consultation with us. So. A lot of safeguards, we believe, built into the agreement for the city and how the building is ultimately used.
And should it be used as assisted living, I take it that's something the city is okay with?
Sure. Having a residential component in that building has always been a desire of the city's, bringing a number of folks to the downtown area that could then support the businesses that are in the downtown and be a natural fit